Confidants, but never friends. Written by Wiggly Ink. Read by Crimson Moon. They do not trust each other. That is perfectly fine. No one trusts Pearl. The lone wolf makes an effort not to be lonely anymore. She tracks down each member of the server just to say hello. She gets a cat. She tries. She tries so hard. The shadows from previous games cling onto her, settling themselves on the dark fabric of her hoodie, in the place where her wings should be. No one trusts Bigby either. The old scars are too visible to be forgiven. The curse is not an excuse. Not for them, no matter how much she pleads for acquittal. The frogs make for good companions for a bit. Bear Stone makes a better one. Pearl considers Cleo's warning. She considers it as Froggy rubs its head on Bigby's ankles, as it climbs onto his shoulder. They are planning to build a home together, and there is her cat on his shoulder, and they have one crafting bench to share. Not out of necessity, there is plenty of wood to go around, even if the forest is burning. She keeps Cleo's warnings stashed at the back of her mind, even as Bigby comes back after being killed. He shakes off the respawn, process not as painful as they got used to in this world. She bets it still stings more than it would on Hermitcraft. They flatten the ground. They make plans. They hope. They invest trust, looking forward to reaping the benefits. They are not friends. There is a safety in numbers, in allies, but they don't have to be friends. To the end, Bigby says to her. To the end, Pearl repeats. She does not ask to which end. Neither of them would be able to answer. I'll be watching you, he pauses. Because I'm nosy, you know? She cracks up. The joke is terrible. They have so much to do. The time is running out, but it's funny. They have a perfect view of every single person coming back from the dead in their front garden. They can be nosy. Who will stop them? Froggy sits on her shoulder as she grabs a shovel and goes back to helping Bigby flatten the ground, to make foundations to something that might become a home. The end. Thank you for listening.